you should be thinking about what's lower funnel. Celebrity endorsements, 67% of US people don't trust them. Then you had your influencers who were able to talk to people authentically, but now that people are aware that it's just an ad, it's less effective. And so now you need that next phase of education, of content. And from our perspective, the best way to do that is with that use case expert.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, every 5 episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method, like email or SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. In each episode, and we release a new one every Wednesday, I interview a different expert to explore another way of making that marketing method work for you. Now, I love hearing from our listeners. So when we get a lovely mention on social or one of you gives us a review, I like to share the love here on the episode. So huge hello and thank you to Luke Axel, who messaged me on LinkedIn to say, absolutely love the podcast. I've been a weekly listener for the last few years, plus the back catalogue. I mean, huge kudos for doing the back catalogue, Luke. We did try and calculate how long it would take to listen to the whole thing, and it's a while. So anyone who goes through the back catalogue, I have a lot of respect for. Luke also says, I found it so insightful and I'm full of ideas after each episode. Thanks for putting it out into the world. Well, that's what we do it for, is to give you loads of ideas after each episode. And this episode is no different. We are finishing off our partnerships thread. And we are, I mean, this isn't really affiliates, it isn't really influencers. It's a totally different type of partnerships. One I hadn't heard of before, but one which makes a huge amount of sense. And one which is arguably less about marketing and more about conversion rate optimization. But we love a bit of conversion rate optimization because, of course, the better your conversion rate, the better all your marketing performs. So prepare to be inspired and to get those grey cells jangling with ideas as we meet today's guest. Make sure you listen right to the end because their insider tips are super insightful. And I'll be giving you both telling you what's coming up next on the show, but also we'll be sharing a few other thoughts of my own.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In this episode, I'm chatting with partnerships expert Eric Scheinkopp. Eric is the co-founder of The Desire Company, where they build brand partnerships for experts rather than celebrities or influencers, connecting seasoned professionals with brands and on a mission to ensure genuine expertise drives consumer decisions. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Chloe. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Awesome to have you on the podcast. I am fascinated to get into what you do. But first off, how did you end up in this space, connecting experts with brands?
Yeah, it's been a long journey getting here, but it started in the music industry. So I used to manage musicians and started a record label 3 weeks before Napster launched, if you remember those days. And Napster came out and it was very apparent it was going to be the death and destruction of record labels, at least as I knew them. And it became very clear that people weren't going to pay for music, at least the way that we used to do it. So I was looking for alternative ways to continue working with musicians. I knew somebody had to continue paying for music. There's a need for that art form to exist, but it wasn't going to be the consumer in the traditional form. And that's when I found out about brands and the brand's use of music and the different partnerships that could be used within that marketing ecosystem. So got an opportunity to play some songs in McDonald's commercials and Kellogg's commercials and Lexus commercials, and realized that that was the future of partnerships for musicians. And I ended up creating what became the largest community in the world of musicians that were pre-cleared for commercial use. I opened up our offices in London, moved out there for 3.5 years, and became the largest provider of music to Viacom and Disney, McDonald's, HBO, Coca-Cola. Sold that company to Coca-Cola, and we did all the partnerships for the Olympics in London and Russia, World Cup in Brazil, and just kept on realizing there was more and more talent that deserved these brand partnerships, but didn't necessarily have access to it. And that's what I had always done, was create these platforms to give access to brands, access to this incredible undiscovered talent, be it musicians or be it athletes or be it makeup artists and nutritionists and chefs. And that's where the company got developed now for the Desire Company. So after exiting with Coca-Cola, I was not able to work in the music industry for a couple of years. And I realized there was a very special group of people who worked behind all of these musicians. So I went to Beyonce's team and Rihanna's team and Lady Gaga's team. And it's obviously, it wasn't Lady Gaga, but the first person that we did a brand partnership was her choreographer, and then her physical therapist, and then her makeup artist, and her trainer. And all of these people who make the stars great, they have a very deep knowledge, a very, very extensive expertise in a particular area. And I started partnering them with brands in that area. And that's what's led to the creation of the Desire Company. We're now the largest community of cross-disciplinary experts in the world for brand partnerships.
It's such a fascinating story, you know, that you've kind of, you were wise enough when Napster came along to go, not to do the head in the sand that I think it'd be fair to say most of the music industry did, or the screaming like a toddler option, but to find another way of doing it. And then to be bringing that into various industries as your world's kind of developed. When it comes, you know, what you said about the experts being cross-discipline, how cross-discipline does it go? Because I'll be honest, when I read expert, I think kind of more university professor and business expert. It probably says more about me than it does about anything else. But you're talking choreographers and nutritionists and chefs. So how wide does your cross-disciplinary go?
Yeah. So an expert to us is anybody who's dedicated their life to a particular niche area and have studied everything about that industry. They've tried every product under the sun to elevate their own expertise, and they've risen to the top. So we have veterinarians, we have dog trainers, we have optometrists, pediatricians, podiatrists. We also have makeup artists and chefs and hairstylists, estheticians, dermatologists. And then we have NASA astronauts. So these are all people who are truly accredited professionals in their field. We are different than your influencer world, because I don't care if anybody even has social media, let alone reliance on their followers. This is not about their followers. This is about lending their expertise to a brand to help educate the consumer in a more emotional and reliable way. So the consumer actually wants to hear what they're saying because they're a third-party expert and trusts what they're saying. And the disciplines are, you know, we're over 150 different categories, you know, photographers and 3D artists, whatever it might be, just anybody who could speak to a product from a very knowledgeable perspective.
Got you. So it's not a case of, you know, the brand hires the expert and the expert does a load of marketing for them. It's the brand hires the expert, uses them to create content that then the brand puts out themselves.
That's exactly right. That's our difference. We work primarily with retailers through retail media networks. And any new brand launch, they say, hey, you should have an expert talk about your product, educate the market on your product. Again, the difference with us and traditional influencer agencies is an influencer will just take something out of the box and show it and talk about it. We require that the expert actually use it in their real life, real world scenarios for a couple of weeks so that when they do the product review or the how-to, they are talking about it from a place of their own personal experience. So they tie in the storytelling element. And that's what is intriguing to the consumer, but also helps the consumer understand the main principles that you need to understand when you're making a purchase. What is the product? What are the results that I could expect? How does it work? And who is it recommended for? And so that's what we focus on getting across. It's way more hands-on than a traditional content company. We bring everybody into our studios. We produce all the content. We do all the post-production. It's all television broadcast quality. Although it is aimed to live on the brand's product pages or the retailer's websites, some of our content is also used in connected TV ads and traditional television broadcast as well.
It's fascinating. It's like the obvious evolution of the increasing use of trust within marketing and retail. It's like we've gone through, okay, we'll take some customer testimonials and put them in an ad, to let's get the customers talking about it to their friends, through to, well, the customer's viewpoint's great and we should keep using that, but what if we got XYZ brilliant vegetarian chef to use our vegetarian products in there? So I guess how big a business do you have to be to make this viable? Because it sounds quite it's not $1,000 a month, is it? I'm guessing.
No, it is not $1,000 a month. That being said, we try to make it very obtainable for really brands of all sizes. And you're not just getting a video when you work with us, you're getting a video asset package. And that can be utilized all throughout the customer funnel. Although what we do specialize in is the lower funnel. So, you know, influencers, they still play their role in awareness. They could drive traffic, but then there's been a missing element of when people get to your website, the conversion hasn't always been there based on just driving traffic. You have their interest and you need that extra element of leaning in. I'm interested. I want to know more. And can I actually, you know, be informed enough that I'm going to pull the trigger and purchase this product? So what we've seen is there's always positive ROI. Although it is expensive, this is something that is absolutely directly attributed to an increase in sales, an increase in site, time on site. What we're actually able to see with our retail partners is a 62% increase of time on site, a 12x increase in purchases, 25% increase in spend, and a 300% increase in purchase confidence. The reason why the spend goes up is because the person is buying the product and not the knockoff product. So a lot of times people, you know, when they're interested in a product, there's not enough information. So they leave that site and they start doing research and they'll start Googling and looking for third-party experts or recommendations or reviews. And then they'll find a cheaper version of that product, a knockoff product. And many times that's what they end up buying. However, if you're able to show them the value of the higher quality products when they get to your site, they're going to make that purchase right away. And so they're going to spend more buying a better quality product, which is going to fulfill their needs in a greater way.
And of course, if this is also fairly evergreen content as well, isn't it? It's not like we're using an influencer who's the star of the month and their TikTok will be live for 3 days and their Instagram will be live for a week and then it will disappear. This is sitting on our website. It's about our hero products and it's an expert who has longevity of kudos, I suppose. Would that be a fair way to put it?
That's 100% accurate. The only thing that would make content not evergreen is if you change your packaging or if you're introducing the 2.0 or the 3.0. And you're exactly right. What drives me nuts about the influencer contracts that I've seen in my life is that it's a story on your post that will last for 24 hours. And many people don't even keep it up for the full 24 hours. Or it says you have to post 3 times and the post has to remain on your profile grid for 3 days. Well, what's the point of that? I mean, people aren't even seeing organic content anymore. So why would you spend money on an influencer because of their following count? But anybody with over 1 million followers, it's less than 1% of people actually see their content unless it's boosted, which is very intentional. That's the algorithm at play. And it says, you are not going to make money off of this post unless we make money off of this post. So you got to put money behind it if you want any of your followers to see it. So if you're going to pay to boost content, you might as well boost really good, relevant, evergreen content.
Totally agree with you. And I'm trying to think if there's a vertical where this wouldn't work. Are there verticals where it works better or works less well?
Well, where we see the largest increase in sales is definitely anything with an on-off switch, anything that plugs into the wall. And because those tend to be a little bit more technical in nature, people need more, they need to do more research or they're higher price points. So they are doing, you know, just as any shopper would, they want more information. They want to hear from more people. They want to hear from third parties. And most importantly, they want to see the product in use. And that's what this content does. It shows how to use the product. So that's where sales go up that 12x. In other places like beauty, even dog food, like nutrition, that need for education is still there, but people are willing to convert faster. Because typically it's not as high of a price point. So they are willing to give it a shot if they have enough information to say, okay, I understand what the outcome of the results are supposed to be for this product. I'll give it a shot. It does work really well there, but people are more willing to pull the trigger there on a sale anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking when you were explaining, I was thinking, I can see this working really well in beauty, but it hadn't occurred to me the consumer electronics angle. But of course, if you think about your product and you think of what are the barriers to purchase, then you start to realize how the expert can help you through with this. So how do we pick the right expert if we're going to go for this? You know, do we want the university professor? Do we want the person who's done more of this? Or how do we find the right people?
Yeah. So this is my favorite thing about working with unknown experts and being able to match them with brands purely based on the use case. And for instance, medical eye drops came to us. And they're over the counter, though. They're not prescription, but for very intense dry eye. So of course, they wanted an optometrist. So we got them an optometrist. However, we also got them a NASCAR driver and a professional gamer. And reason being is both NASCAR drivers and professional gamers are taught not to blink. They train not to blink because that will just slow them down. So they all have dry eye. So, you know, we had the optometrist, which is the white lab coat and the doctors talking about the science behind these products. But then you have a NASCAR driver and professional gamer talking about how they use them and why they like them and how they work and what they could expect from it. And it completely changes the emotional connection to the audience. When the audience member sees that, first of all, you could target professional or people who are just into gaming. You could target people who are into race car driving easier with you know, programmatic media or whatever it might be. But anybody who sees it, immediately there's intrigue. I want to learn more. I enjoy hearing from this person because they have a very interesting career. And it actually makes me really trust and believe that this product works. So to me, that's the most fun part about this is like the surprise and delight moments, like makeup. Makeup comes to us and they, of course, they want makeup artists, which we get them. But we also will have a yoga instructor who talks about how they are teaching hot yoga all day. By the time that they finish and they're ready to go out, their skin is blotchy, they're hot, they've been sweating all day. And this is a makeup or a cover-up that completely tones their skin, moisturizes, and does what makeup needs to do. And they go out and they feel great. So it is those different use cases that really make the difference here.
It's kind of like you've got the subject expert, I suppose, who's going, here's the ins and outs of what you really need to know about this from almost a technical perspective. And then you've got, I mean, and then the NASCAR one, in my mind, that completely changes the product from like someone's dirty secret. I don't want anyone to know I've got dry eyes. It's embarrassing. Oh, the NASCAR guys are using this through choice. They're getting this problem through choice and they're using this product to solve it. Oh, all of a sudden I feel really impressive because I'm doing the same thing as the NASCAR guys.
You're so right. And what was, you know, my favorite version of that is what we did with Carousel foot fungus cream. And foot fungus is not something people enjoy talking about. So we used a podiatrist and, you know, a foot doctor who's talking about it's nothing to be ashamed of. And this is how it works. And this is why I like this product. And then we also used an Olympic runner and an Olympic coach. And we launched that campaign during the Olympics. The woman that she coached was Gabby Thomas, who won 3 gold medals for the U.S. And it was running on Amazon Prime and connected TV. And she said, look, if you are taking your running seriously, you're going to get foot fungus. That's part of being a professional runner. That's part of taking this craft seriously because your foot is going to be inside your sock. It's going to be hot. You're going to be going for hours and it will happen at some point in your career. And this is the product that I see clear it up the quickest. And it turned foot fungus into something that was embarrassing to something of pride for runners. If you're not getting it, you're not doing it right. And that completely flipped the narrative on its head of this product and the sales went through the roof.
And it's something they would probably never have occurred to them if they hadn't have had, they'd had the runner on, the runner wouldn't have wanted to talk about it, but they don't have the Olympian on, they have the Olympian's trainer on, the expert.
Exactly.
Away we go. Eric, I'm now inspired to go off and try and find some angle to use this in my business. But is there anything we haven't mentioned that a brand listening to this getting excited about it needs to know? Or have we covered everything?
Yeah, I would just think about, you know, it's another layer in your communication and your customer journey that I think is really important. And people have just kind of thought about like endorsements or influencer or content. It's all kind of mixed together. But this is the evolution. So you should be thinking about what's lower funnel. So, you know, celebrity endorsements, 67% of US people don't trust them. And it actually brings low feelings. And that's 65% in the UK. Then you had your influencers who were able to talk to people authentically. But now that people are aware that it's just an ad, it's less effective. They're not opposed to it. People are still very much understanding that I like this influencer's content. Somebody's got to pay for it. I don't mind that they're doing an ad for this brand, but they are aware that it's a brand ad. So they are tuning it out. And so now you need that next phase of education, of content, of when somebody gets to your website, what's the content that you could put there to actually educate them on the use case of your product? And from our perspective, the best way to do that is with that use case expert.
Brilliant. Thank you, Eric. It's been awesome learning about this. So thank you so much for sharing it all with us. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Eric's insider tips and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you yet downloaded the 500 Top Tips to Make Your E-commerce Business More Profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. Okay, Eric, so far we've gone deep into the shift to expert marketing. Now you get to wow us about your insider knowledge about the whole of partnerships. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course includes all the things we've already been talking about. Eric, are you ready for the insider tips?
Let's go. I'm ready.
Cool. Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yeah, I would think differently about how many people can I reach through an influencer or through paid media. And I would think more about who is the right type of person to provide the education that's needed to actually secure conversion. And that is that difference, like, okay, an eye drop, I'm going to go with an optometrist. Fine, but also think differently. How can you emotionally connect with your consumer while you're educating them on the use case of your product? It's just a little different shift in how to get the word out about my product. But you could be very creative and have a lot of fun with that.
Love that. Yeah. And the good thing about conversion rate, of course, is it improves all your marketing.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Testing is the absolute best way. And I don't mean test and then launch. I'm absolutely fine with launching and testing at the same time. And so we will encourage a lot of our clients to do A/B testing, which is a lot easier than people think. A lot of small businesses think, like, I don't have the ability to A/B test. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. And even just segmenting your audience where some people see content, other people who come to your website do not, or they see different content, you will learn a lot very quickly. So don't just do one thing. As everybody knows, there's no silver bullet. So even if you are working with use case experts, try a couple of different versions of it, figure out which is the one that's resonating and creating the most conversions, and then go deeper into that. So I believe test everything.
Totally agree with you. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you'd recommend?
Well, shameless self-plug. We have a wonderful free podcast, Tap Into an Expert. We just bring on retail industry experts to talk about the different things that are evolving. You know, retail media is the hottest thing within marketing and advertising, and obviously retail with the biggest shift of dollars moving from traditional advertising agency into retailers since, you know, programmatic media. So I would absolutely recommend Tap Into an Expert, which is available anywhere where people get their podcasts. And then also, there's a lot of white papers out there about the industry that are really helpful, including what's happening with the FTC and new laws and regulations around affiliate marketing, influencer marketing, just digital advertising in general. And there are things that went into actual law in October of last year. So, you know, we have a free white paper on that for the FTC rules. So I would just look into what's out there in your industry because things are changing rapidly right now.
Yeah. And if you get the right advice, they're not as hard to comply with as you think. I think the fear factor is a lot bigger than the activity factor. So love the fact you've got a white paper on that to make it a bit easier for everyone to catch up. Finally, Eric, crystal ball time. Dare I ask, what's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I think the AI bubble is growing rapidly, and I'm not saying it's going to burst, but I am saying that it's going to create more problems than good in the next 6 to 12 months. And all that does is create opportunity. So again, before going too deep in any one direction, you know, every retailer that we talk to is creating AI to help customers shop, but then customers are getting AI to help them shop. So you're eventually going to have AI talking to AI and creating content just for AI to skim. And that's not going to help anybody. You know, once we start, you know, we've already been creating content for the algorithms, but once we start creating content just for AI, because we don't believe that there's going to be a human connection, I think that's when all brands lose and everything becomes commoditized, very similar to what happened in the music industry, where now kids know a single, they don't know the artist, they know the hook, they don't know the song. And the same is at risk of happening with all of brands. So no loyalty, just, you know, whatever of the moment. So I think it creates an opportunity to really focus on the authentic connection and how you could resonate on a deeper basis with your consumers. I actually have two books that were published by Macmillan about connecting with your consumer beyond the product that you're selling. And I think that becomes increasingly more important as AI becomes a bigger and bigger deal.
It is kind of fascinating how the more that gets generated by AI, the more it seems like the winners are going to be those who ignore it completely.
Feels that way right now. I hope that is the case.
I think human nature, you know, if I look back over the 20 years of my career, the one thing that really hasn't changed is what it takes to get a customer to buy. Mm. And it's all about the emotion and the barrier reduction and the expertise and all the rest of it. So I think you're spot on with that one. Eric, we are very nearly at the end of the show, though. So I know some of the listeners are screaming at their phone or whatever it is they're listening on going, but how do I do this? I need Eric's help. How can they get in contact with you and your business?
Yeah. Eric at thedesirecompany.com, thedesirecompany.com, D-E-S-I-R-E, company.com. And then the Tap Into an Expert podcast, which is, again, wherever you get your podcast. But we love supporting young brands. New products to market is where we really shine with that education. So anybody who has any questions, more than happy to chat.
Awesome. Eric, thank you so much for sparing the time to come on the show. I think what you're doing is absolutely fascinating and I can't wait to see where you take it.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Chloe. I really appreciate it.
So a fascinating and somewhat different take on the extrapolation of the influencer world, I suppose, there with Eric. And looking at, yes, there's traffic driving marketing activity with this, but primarily there's how do you convince your customers that yours is the product to buy? How do you get that conversion rate happening? And getting the expert to talk about it could be the tonic you are looking for. You can get our notes on this episode, the full transcript and more at keepoptimizing.com. You could also use our direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll go straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. All five of our episodes exploring the world of partnership marketing are now live. Think of it as your Get Me Up to Date on Partnerships Fast masterclass. Please do have a listen to them all. You can find them by scrolling up your podcast feed or use the short link keepopt.com/partnerships to find the page on the website. Next up, we are doing email and SMS. Yes, it is email marketing time. You can catch our email marketing episode so far at keepopt.com/email. And next Wednesday, we will be releasing the first in our new mini email masterclass. So make sure you're subscribed to us or following us on your podcast player so you don't miss out on that. And if you know someone who is currently trying to work out how to leverage partnership marketing or email marketing or SMS, tell them that that's the sort of stuff we cover and that we're doing it right now, because this show exists to help you and them improve your marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.